You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Pants are a little tight, but it's okay. Sounds fine.
They are a little tight, actually.
What's a little tight?
How's that sound?
Wait, it's the third notch in your belt. You'd be fine.
There you go. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Dave's Corner Garage. It's another Saturday morning, and it's chilly outside. Whoa.
Well, it's better than it was yesterday.
I have to tell you, you know, we came to this country in 1951 in the summer, and my dad was stationed in the Middle East. My mom comes to Canada, and she says, gee, it's not so bad in Canada. They all said it's nice and warm and cold. And next day, the winter came. She died.
I think that's it. I mean, you know. Wyerton Willie, whoever his name is, Punk's Tony Phil, yeah. They've now been embalmed somewhere and sent to Saudi Arabia.
Unbelievable. It was so cold this morning. Anyways.
It's good now. It's good. We're going to get somebody in the middle to keep us warm, so to speak.
Exciting show today. We're going to be talking about Hyundai today, leasing, a racetrack that was just purchased. Good, exciting stuff. So first off, you can follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage.
And you'll notice that Andy Kapadoukakis from LeaseBuster is in with us, and he's brave. He's wearing an unblemished Toronto Maple Leaf jersey right now.
Yes, I am.
You're a Leaf fan, huh?
Nice and warm. Yes, I am.
Did you hear about the guy that parked his car outside the event, and somebody broke in? He had a set of tickets on the dash. Somebody broke in and left him another set of tickets.
Wow.
Oh, is this as good as you got?
I could use those tickets. I could use those tickets.
A little humor there. Very little.
Yes.
Right. Joining us is Andy Dugo. You know what?
Oh, come on.
Andy
K. Andy Kapadoukakis.
He's joining us from LeaseBusters. We're going to be talking about, is it good to buy a lease, how to get out of a lease, and all the little ins and outs, such as an incentive program if you want to take over a lease. John Bondar, I know him for many, many years. He is the owner of the Touring Car Series, and he and a buddy just bought Shannonville. Shannonville, if you don't recognize it, 74. John Nelson started the track up in Shannonville. It's had five owners since, and John Bondar is the, I guess, the most recent owner. They all say a track should be owned by several owners as it develops, and this looks like it's going to be a winner, so we're going to talk to John about that.
We're going to get maybe a Dave's Corner Garage car out there this year and do a few laps.
Mm-hmm. We can do that. Why don't we do a weekend or something?
Andy, what do you think?
I would love to take a Ferrari out on that track and put it sideways.
I have one, but you can't go sideways.
Well, you got to drift the corner a little bit, right?
Joshua Alexander is going to join us from the Gyro Auto Group.
Correct.
Gyro is what, in leasing?
Gyro is actually owns two dealerships, Gyro Auto Group. They own a Hyundai dealership, Gyro Hyundai. Then Joshua will be speaking about that today.
Yeah, they're on Laird Drive.
Laird Drive, yes, sir, Leaside.
Right. So we're going to talk to Joshua, and again, we're going to talk to John Bondar, and that's about it.
And we're going to talk to you, because then you'd be talking to yourself, which happens sometimes. Look at that stunned look on his face. But we've got Andy Kapadoukakis in for the entire hour.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very
much. Yeah, I'll get your name right. Keep your family happy.
It's like I've only been here a couple of years.
And listen, we welcome your calls throughout the entire hour. Everything's up and running. And you can watch us on Facebook, too, and write in with some questions, which people have done already. So we're going to take a break right now. We want to encourage your calls to get through. And if you've got any questions about leasing, especially how to get in, how to get out, this guy, Andy Kapadoukakis, is in for the entire hour to give you some worthwhile information. And Dave's here, too, propped up, and he's ready to go. You want another yeehaw?
Ready to rumble.
Yeah, undo your belt. This is Dave's Corner Garage. No, put it back up. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We have in studio the king of leasing, Andy Kapadoukakis. Maybe that's why the K is there.
Yes.
Good. And some really cool information to get to for the entire hour. So listen, or call in, whatever you want to do. Dave, over to you.
Andy, your company is actually involved in selling a lease. In other words, getting a guy out of a lease. What are some of the reasons why people want to get out of a lease?
Many different reasons right now for people getting leases. Maybe they can't afford the car anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe there are changes in their lifestyle. There's family growing, so they need a bigger vehicle.
And he's in a sports car, and he needs a van, right?
Yeah, typically that does happen quite a bit.
Yeah,
people just, you know, getting married. And the person has to get rid of their sports car and get something different. And right now, probably what we see at the office, the number one reason people are getting out of their leases is they're getting out of their country for many different reasons, work opportunities, visas, and
cost
so on.
Of living, and
cost of living could be part of it, I'm sure. Yes. So that's what we're seeing quite a bit right now at the office.
Do you see like the new generation, like the millennial that lives downtown, doesn't need a car, but had one, you know, moved away from mom's house and moved downtown? And
We find a lot of people that are moving downtown are getting rid of the cars. They think they'll keep their car after a few months, but then they realize they don't need their car. So we do have quite a few of that they're moving downtown. And then they will get out of their vehicle.
What's the advantage of leasing over buying? I mean,
You only pay a portion of the car, so you can afford a much, much more expensive car this way.
You get more car.
You get more car for your money, and right. you only pay for the portion you use, right?
And word of advice is take insurance at the other end, so in case there's minor damage or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of leasing companies are not just for minor damage. But leasing companies now have the wear tear protection, which is very advisable. A lot of vehicles today have run flat tires too, right?
Yes.
So if you get a tire warranty, it's always beneficial to you.
Interesting.
Somebody wrote in on Facebook just asking, what can I do? I'm thinking about getting a lease over the weekend. What can I do to avoid what's called a balloon payment so I'm not stuck with a big chunk of dough at the end of my 4-year lease.
Yeah,
typically balloon payments are finances. That's what some people don't understand. So if you're looking at a balloon payment, you're financing the vehicle, so you own that vehicle. Leasing, you don't own the vehicle typically. Open-ended leases. That is correct, yes.
So if you come up at the end of a 4-year lease, your car's worth X amount of dollars, and you want to get out of the lease, so aren't you stuck with that money? That you are
in an open-ended lease is what they call it, has a balloon payment at the end,
right?
That you are responsible for the vehicle.
Gotcha.
Now, mind you, let's just say, for instance, you have an electric vehicle and you come up with a balloon payment at the end. Your electric vehicle is probably going to be worth more at the end than it is for a lot of other vehicles. They're maintaining their value quite high, actually, right now.
Right. So in that scenario, buy the car and then resell it and take the profit.
Right now, people that have bought the Tesla 3s when they came out, you know, they got the dual batteries and the launch editions. And right now, that vehicle is almost worth the same as it was when they got their vehicle.
Fascinating.
Yeah, now, absolutely.
When you go through your site, some of these cars have what's called an incentive. It gives you $5,000 to take the lease over. Why is that?
They're making it a little bit more easier for the new client to get into that existing lease for the bigger incentive. I have a lady right now getting out of her BMW X5, and she's giving up $5,000 because she went to the dealer, and the dealer asked for $10,000.
Wow. Okay.
So she said, you know what? I want to mitigate my loss. I want to give $5,000 as an incentive, and that way somebody benefits from that. They get to drive my car. I only got 8-9 months left. And they can try that car, and they have a little bit of pocket in their money, in their cash in their pocket.
Can it be said that the higher cost of a car, the faster the depreciation? Like if we're a $150,000 car, can I say that would depreciate a little bit faster than a $40,000 car?
That's a difficult topic because some very expensive cars depreciate faster than others.
Yeah.
And some very expensive cars will maintain their value quite high still.
Being a Japanese?
Well, if you get into a Japanese car that's in that type of bracket, that's going to depreciate, of course. But if you get into an exotic type vehicle and an ultra brand type vehicle, they're probably going to retain a lot of their value.
Mm.
So even though that the incentives for the province of Ontario for electronic vehicles has gone, it's gone to the wayside.
I don't think we have anything anymore for Ontario.
And you're still seeing a demand, though. For electronic vehicles to lease.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The demand for electric vehicles right now, especially to lease, is incredibly high. It's probably at an all-time high. And a matter of fact, a lot of the orders tend to go for electric vehicles right now over to La Belle Provence.
Yes, $8,000.
Right? Because that's where the money is and all the manufacturers are sending him there.
Maybe they can help the Habs win a game.
You know what? I don't know if that's possible, is it?
No, I don't think so. We've got Andy Kapitakakis in from Leaf Specialists for the entire hour. We welcome your questions. People are writing in on Facebook as well, but give us a call. We're lonely sometimes. And coming up next, we're going to talk. Is it next, Dave? You want to talk to Josh or you want to
no,
do
next
it?
No, next
one. Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to talk to Andy. I got a couple questions emailed me.
Is this your show?
Temporarily, yeah.
Oh, this is Dave's Corner Garage. It really is for a while. And we'll be right back after this. Stay with us. Oh, what they don't
little
hear.
Little humor there.
We are back, and we are frosty. Hope you got a cup of coffee. And joining us, we thank you for that, on Dave's Corner Garage with Andy Kapitakakis from Leasing.
Thank you.
Another input from David about Leasing.
Yeah, I got an email while we were off the air, and the question was, I'm looking for a car. By the time I get to the site, it's gone. How do I get around this? Can I order a car, or how do I get involved?
Well, that's
lost.
A great question,
it was
actually.
Signed lost.
Okay. So they lost another deal, did they? But they can circumvent that by going in online and signing up on our hot buyer match list. So you get on this list and you put your wants and what you're looking for, what kind of vehicle and all the criteria you're looking for. And as soon as one comes up, we send you that client's information right away.
Oh.
So it's up to you to contact them right away if you want to be able to get into that car.
So you're basically a matchmaker.
We are.
Now, do I have to put money down if I'm in the want list?
No, you don't. No, as a matter of fact, sometimes that's where the incentives come in. Maybe that car will have an incentive on it already.
Okay, so there's no money involved. Basically, you introduce me to the guy who's trying
correct.
To get rid of the vehicle, and we sort of talk back and forth.
Absolutely.
Now what happens?
It's from buyer to buyer.
Who does the paperwork?
Paperwork is done always at the dealership, 9 times out of 10.
Right.
Right? It's done in the business office, actually, and that's where the new client getting into the existing lease has to go and get apply for credit, make sure their credit is worthy to be able to have that lease.
So here's the elephant in the room. I've now sold you my car. Am I still on the title? Am I still responsible for the payments? Or once you've accepted the new guy, I'm sayonara?
Typically,
that's Spanish.
Is this sayonara? Jose sayonara.
Yeah.
Played for the Jays a couple years ago.
Did he play for the Jays
yeah,
or did
yeah.
he play
him
for the
Emmanuel
Astros? Labor. Did he play for the Astros?
Don't look at me with the Astros. I burnt my sweater.
I remember that. I remember that.
What was the question again? I lost it.
So, manual labor has sold his car and he wants to know, is he still on the hook or is he he's gone?
Well, typically, if the worthiness of the credit from the new individual is better than, if not the same as, the existing individual that right. has the leasing company will approve the new individual and actually remove the lien from one individual and place it on the new person.
So really the FICO score is really what's important here. So I guess before I get involved with moving leases back and forth, I should be checking where I stand and if I'm a 7 or if I'm a 5. It could be,
but I mean, you're dealing with a lot less term when you're taking over a lease.
Okay.
So you don't need exemplary credit, right? But it's always good to check, but definitely. But it's a lot easier to get into a lease with shorter term.
Mm.
Because
and are you starting to see that? Like people going away from, excuse me, a typical 4-year lease, they're now scoping down to what now, a 2-year lease?
2-year lease.
Yeah, incredible. And actually, next guest will talk about leasing for Hyundai, and they've just shortened up their lease terms altogether because people want to get a shorter term lease.
So a 2-year low mileage lease.
2 years low mileage, it could be 3 years low mileage, but you know, certain manufacturers are still using 48 and 60 month leases because they want to bring a smaller payment into the equation, but people do not want that vehicle for the whole term. So guess who they use? Leasebusters.com.
Okay, you just hit a nerve. Somebody just wrote in, okay, if I get a 2-year lease, how much does that impact on my monthly payment? Does it go up significantly from a typical 4-year lease?
Typically not. Only because the earlier you bring back your vehicle is worth more.
Mm-hmm.
So the residual value of that vehicle is higher. Therefore, your payment should be lower.
You should be in sales.
But
thank
there's
you.
A
this
caveat there.
Ah, caveat.
The caveat is
I don't know him.
That you bought the right kind of vehicle. I mean, if you bought a vehicle that is not popular, like 2-wheel drive trucks or something versus a 4-wheel drive truck, there's a difference there in depreciation and in need.
Yeah, but you can also go on LeaseBuster's site and see which ones are posted more and more. So go to if you're listening right now, which I'm sure you are. You are. I can see you right there. LeaseBusters.com. Pull up the website, and you'll see where everything is, and we'll take your questions. But speaking of what Hyundai's up to right now, we're going to talk to a guy from Gyro Auto Group. His name is Josh Alexander. He's standing by. And if you got any questions about Hyundai in particular, this is the time to call in. So we'll be right back with Andy Kay from LeaseBusters and Dave Renninger, who's on his way to the sunny south. We don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, put your belt up there, buddy.
Yeah.
And we're back. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. We're right here. We are back. Well, obviously, you can hear that because we're talking to you right now. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Got a lot of questions coming up on the phones and also on Facebook. So be very patient, and we'll get to your calls shortly.
Okay.
And take the music down a little bit. It's a little loud.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos. Buenos dias, senor. Okay, Dave, over to you.
Josh Alexander is the leasing manager and big mucky muck over at Laird Hyundai. And Gyro Hyundai, is it correct, Josh?
Yes, Gyro Hyundai.
All right, good morning. A couple of questions. We've been talking about leasing with your buddy here, whose name I can't pronounce, but it doesn't matter.
You can't pronounce your own name today. Give me a break.
The question is, when we're leasing cars, as the manufacturer supplying the financing, are they more liberal in their credit ratings than, say, they've had to go to a banker or a credit union?
Well, of course. I mean, it all depends on what your credit is like. But in either case, banks, they're always going to look at history, credit history, and that sort of thing. But leasing and financing, there's no real difference between the two in terms of credit rating. Like, if you're not able to get approved for a finance, you wouldn't be able to get approved for a lease as well, too. So it's not like they're more flexible with it, but having a stronger down payment because it's a reduced term,
yes,
can be a benefit because your obligation is only now for a less amount. So.
Are you tougher on you've just brought out a brand new Sonata, which they've just hit it out of the park. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's an incredible car.
So here's a car that everybody's going to want. Are you tougher on this type of car as far as price is concerned and as far as lease quality is concerned?
Well, to begin with, Hyundai has provided us with such a great program just right off the bat. I mean, we got great lease rates going forward with this vehicle. Ideally, because it's a new vehicle, they're slowly coming in to Canada at the moment. When a manufacturer releases a vehicle, they don't just flood the market with them. They release it a few at a time, and you know, they slowly start to roll in. And it develops a lot more hype for the car as well, too. But pricing-wise, if you compare this vehicle to the other brands in its segment, it is a far more of a luxury vehicle than anything else out there, price-wise, comparable to it. So just to start off with, the price is ridiculously cheap, but In general, Hyundai we are pretty flexible with pricing as well, too. At the end of the day, I mean, our job is to win deals, and that's what we look to do here at Gyro Hyundai. We provide excellent service as well, too. It's a family-owned organization, so, I mean, I can't speak for the entire organization of Hyundai, but I know here our main concern is keeping the customers happy, and if that means, you know, being a little bit more flexible on the price, then absolutely, we are.
Do you have leasing programs right now in the new Hyundai Sonata from the manufacturer?
Yes, so they were just released, actually, midway through the month this month. So we have some great programs. We have interest rates starting at 1.99% interest.
Wow.
Excellent. It's incredible for a brand new car that just came out.
And what is give us an idea, what am I looking to lease a mid-level car, let's say, for a Hyundai Sonata?
Well, if you're looking at a Sonata where it starts at, with the preferred model, you do get, like, you get your Apple CarPlay standard, you get your 8-inch touchscreen display standard, you get all the safety features standard, forward collision avoidance system, lane departure warning system, blind spot monitoring. All of this will come standard in the car in a preferred model. They come with two different engine sizes. So, I mean, I wouldn't really tell you mid-level model. It really depends on what you're looking for because we do sell the preferred. In other vehicles, and they are considered the mid-level model there. But the features that come equipped in our entry-level model is, I mean, you get a remote engine start on the fob itself in the preferred model. So,
do you get a winter driving package? Did you see the weather out there today?
He's got a special.
It was minus 14.
He has a special. No all-wheel drive on certain models for free.
Well, Dave, let's have him tell us about the special.
And 90 days to pay.
Josh, what's the special that you have going on?
So right now we have a no-charge all-wheel drive event going on at the moment. So a lot of our SUVs, now that ends today, being the last day of the month, but we're coming into March, we'll have some new programs come out next month, but we will have an all-wheel drive program going on at the moment where it's a no-charge all-wheel drive for a lot of our SUVs. So we're putting a lot of people that come in, you're looking at reducing their payments, not going too high, and putting them into a safer car, which is cheaper on their insurance, and people are loving it. It's a great program at the moment.
SUVs are what, the hottest thing in the market?
Absolutely. SUVs are very hot at the moment. You see every manufacturer starting to lean towards creating more SUVs for the market, especially with what we have to deal with snow-wise. Having SUVs, being higher up on the road gives you better visibility, better traction. It's more heavier, so you feel more sturdy.
You have three SUV models. You've got Corona, Tucson, and I think Santa Fe.
We have...
Dave? Palisade. Which one was the first one?
Corona.
Okay, leave it. Don't even go down there.
Dave,
no.
Dave,
come on. Here we go.
No, that's the Kona, Dave.
Kona.
Because he'll say it comes with a mask.
It's very small writing on the thing.
Yeah, it comes with a mask and the grill or something like that. Listen, Josh, when we were down at the auto show, we sat in one of the Sonatas.
Right.
And, you know, Dave being the athlete that he is, he could get in and out easily, which is a big feature nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, spacing-wise in that car, once you sit inside that vehicle, you close the door, it feels like you're in like an airplane. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like such a big car from the outside, but once you're inside, you got all the nice arm space. You're very free. It doesn't feel like you're packed in. Like you wouldn't be claustrophobic in that car.
It's an important feature now because for those who are slightly over 50 and, you know, the Jenny Craig diet's not working whatsoever.
Okay.
So you just can't do it. Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
Joshua, a guy walks in.
Oh, is this a joke?
Your customer is well-educated about the car. That's a change in the industry, isn't it? Usually you have to educate the customer about the vehicle.
I mean, well, what it is now is, I mean, customers are now, with the ease of the internet, can even on your smartphone device, while you're driving to the dealership, you're sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And you could be going through the different dealerships, see what vehicles are available. You could see the different incentives on each car. I mean, with used cars, it's become a lot more competitive. So we definitely go price forward. Here at Gyro Hyundai, we're a Velocity dealer. So even when it comes to used cars, we're always pricing our vehicles to be one of the best in the market. We make sure that appearance-wise of the car, we keep the cars clean at all times. Interior, we like to maintain everything. But pricing-wise, we want to be the best online because that's your first foot forward. That's where people are going first.
Josh, and that's why you're advertising on LeaseBusters, right, Josh?
Absolutely, yes. With thanks to the help of Andy, that's why now we're going to be moving forward with LeaseBusters as well, too, because it's another source of bringing in more traffic into the store.
Can we? Can guys get pre-approved on this sort of site?
Of course, absolutely,
so
absolutely.
I basically walk in and pre-approved. I can pick what I want and leave.
100%. No, we do many pre-approvals here at Gyro Hyundai. I mean, first we'll find out what if an approval is a concern for you, then what we'll do is we'll find out what we can get you into, and we'll give you a selection to choose from.
So here's a question that people are writing in about and on hold for. Where are you located?
We're at 127 Laird Drive.
Okay.
So we're at Eglinton and Bayview.
All right.
Our closest intersection.
And slowly, because it is Saturday morning, what's the telephone number they can reach you at?
416-422-6588. And my name again is Josh from Gyro Hyundai. So, yeah, we're having a busy Saturday today. We got a lot of appointments coming in the door.
Cool.
Weather's great out there, so we're going to end our month off strong.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Josh, take care. Pleasure talking.
Bye,
lots
Josh. Good to talk to you this morning.
But really, at the auto show, we saw a lot of people who were sitting in, you know, in the Hyundais. And it's a big concern with, you know,
it is comfortable. Yeah, it is a great brand, actually, right now. It's an up-and-coming brand. They want to move their product, so they're very big in leasing right now. They want to increase their lease portfolio.
You know, Hyundai is the last car company actually named after an individual. Yeah, so there was a Ford, there was a Honda. There was a Chevrolet. Hyundai is the last car company to be named after an individual.
Nice, Dave.
So Tesla wasn't the car guy. So, but Mr. Hyundai actually was a car guy. He actually was building bridges and building cranes.
That's right.
Yeah,
a whooping crane.
Well, Miss, you can't. All right, we're not even going to go there.
Did you want
By the
to
way,
take
the
one?
New plates. I want to talk about the new plates.
Yes,
which we're having such a problem with here in Ontario.
We are.
Yeah, they're going to hand them out till Wednesday, and then they're going to hand out the old plates again. And if you've got the new plates, they will replace them as the replacement for the new replacements are available for replacement.
This is like, wow. Like playing gin rummy with him.
Yeah. And are we paying for that, Dave?
No, apparently 3M is paying for all this stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah.
From their original contract that they got paid
exactly.
for?
Exactly. Okay. Which we paid for.
I'm wondering if you put the new license plates on a Ford, so to speak, does it work better or worse?
I can't comment.
All right.
I can only
We have time for maybe a really quick call, and then we can go to a break. You want it? Mike has got a question about tires. Mike, what's your question, buddy?
Yeah, it's Nick, actually.
Mick, go ahead.
See what I have to work with, Mike?
It's Mick.
It's Nick.
Mick, go ahead. Nick.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I recently bought a Lexus, a used Lexus, and when I first test drive it, didn't have winter tires, but then the guy put the winter tires on it.
Yes.
And usually like once daily, I have two winter tires on the front, and once daily the car will vibrate and shake like violently. And I was told that has to do with the winter tires, but sometimes it seems a bit much. Is that
a front-wheel drive car?
I'm not sure.
Probably all-wheel.
I don't know. If it's a front-wheel drive car and you only put the two front snow tires, not a good decision.
No?
Because, no. Plus, you'll wear out your rears a lot faster that way.
What he's trying to say is you have to have the same size and composition on each corner. So the reality is the guy put on two tires. He wasn't doing you any favors. He should have put on four tires.
It shakes quite a bit, so that's the thing with the snow tires.
I would, and I hate to say this, it's a little early, but I would start thinking about removing them, putting back the summer tires.
Yeah, that was my next question. I have an old Lexus, a 95, that I recently was driving, and I recently had put all seasons on, and I wanted to switch those tires, rims and all, with my newer car. Is that okay? Like, are those rims
will they fit?
95? Is that any issue?
Well, yeah, go to a thing called Tire Rack. They're a big tire supplier out of the U.S.
Yeah.
TireRack.com and see if they actually will fit because the bolt size could be different and the what's called the offset. The rim could be further sticking out into the fender or further in, and it could be that it interrupts something that's mechanical.
Okay, so thanks. But make the fact sure that they're rims from 95, like the rims get old or anything like that, because I like those rims better.
No, that should be all right.
Should be okay?
Yeah, as long as it's not too rusty or anything. No, they'll be fine.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Have a great weekend.
I thought that, unless it's above 7 degrees Celsius, you would want to keep.
But he could damage the differentials on his car because the tires are different sizes.
So, that's true.
So now there's a stress in that drive line that there shouldn't be.
God, you're smooth.
Yeah.
You're a machine.
Many years of behind the bench.
All right, we're going to be back with a really cool call about if you like into racing or just having some fun in the summer, and it will get here because Wyerton Willie is probably face down a snowbank in Wasega.
They stuck a stick up his back end.
Is he in Florida right now? Is he FLA? Yeah. He's
laughing,
in FLA.
Laughing.
Yeah.
He's watching the Houston Astros play somewhere. We're going to take your calls throughout the hour. We've got Andy Kapitakakis in for the hour from LeaseBusters. And your calls. Stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome to the Leap Year edition.
Yeah, this day's free. Today's a free day.
Where do you get it being free?
Well, if I was an employer, I wouldn't have to pay for it today. Today is a free day.
Only you would say that. This is
we'll
Dave's
let the
Corner
people
Garage.
Back in the office know that today. Yes.
Yeah, it's a free day. I'm sure Jim would be thrilled with that. Okay, Dave, over to you. You got a special guest coming
up
right
back
now.
In 1974. Yeah. A guy by the name of John Nelson decided to build a racetrack near Picton, and it was a little town called Shannonville. I used to race on that track, and actually we started the Honda Michelin Challenge, and it raced on that track quite a bit. Today, that track is now owned by John Bondar, who I know for many, many years. John is on the phone with us. He's also the, the managing director of the Touring Car Championship. John, good morning.
Morning, Dave. Nice to be here.
You have the right to put your house on the line. You have the right to... That's a big move to buy that racetrack. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. As you know, I've been in motorsports over 40 years. So, the last 14 as a in the business of motorsports, so this is just a nice natural extension for us.
So what are some of the plans that you're going to do? Shannonville, for the last 3 or 4 years, is kind of nobody's put any money into it. So
right.
I guess that's the first part of it, is to bring the track up to standard.
Yeah. You know, it's been floating along for many, many years with not a lot of positive upkeep. So we've got a plan. Over the next 4 to 5 years, we're going to revitalize the birthplace of champions.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes a lot of upkeep and improvements to the actual property, and then some focus on improving the surface on the racetrack.
So what kind of racing are we going to see? We have touring cars. We have Formula 4. Give me some more stuff.
Yeah. So what's interesting is as part of this acquisition, we now own a motorcycle racing series.
Oh, great.
So the Super Series is now under, it's one of our assets, and that's an events that take place at our track five weekends a year. And that's really, you know, one of the biggest motorcycle racing series in the country. And we now also own a drifting series. So if you have a spare weekend and a drift car, you can come out and run around with us. We've got seven weekends of drifting. And then just to top it off, we've also got Shannonville Drags, which is a drag racing series run on our backstretch, which is also the drag strip. And we run that 5 weekends out of the year. So we're pretty busy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, John Andy Kapodoukakis from leasebusters.com.
See, he can pronounce his name. I can't pronounce his name.
I try. You have a drag strip, road course, and an oval at Shannonville?
No oval. We have a monster skid pad, which we could probably do oval races on. It's so large that we host a tractor-trailer skid school there.
Okay.
And that's one of its kind in Canada also. It's truly something to see these tractor trailers come down the access road, and when they hit the wide open skid pad, they induce a jackknife. And these drivers, you watch them steer out of it and keep going. It's quite something.
Do we have like track days where we do time attack and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's lots of lapping days for motorcycles and cars. We run probably 40 events through the season for bikes and cars. And then we've also got evening events, Motor Mondays, which is, you know, $60 for your car, run all evening. Two Wheel Tuesdays is for your motorcycle, and you run all evening also.
Interesting. You know, we used to sleep in Belleville and just drive down. Belleville is really a beautiful city.
Maybe we do a little Dave's Corner Garage challenge.
Yeah, I was just thinking. Maybe
a little challenge out there.
Come out there and spend a weekend.
Absolutely.
We could kick your tush there, Dave. I think Andy and I could take you on. Oh, here we go.
Hey,
look at John.
You know what? I'm even faster on the track than my son, and I'm over 70.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, I'm driving a faster car.
All right, listen, John, we got a scoop, but is there a website people can go to? Yeah.
Oh, of course. Shannonville.com's got all the information for our lapping, our drifting, our racing schools, training
programs. And access to the newsletter. You have a newsletter, too.
We do. You can sign up for a newsletter and have everything handed over to you.
All right. Well, we're going to get out there in the summertime.
How long is the actual road course?
It's 2.5 miles long.
Yeah, two and a half miles.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to kick here.
A lot of corners?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay, Andy and I. Andy and I, Dave, are going to kick your tush.
I have to tell you a story. I came around one of the corners, and the marshal started pulling out the flag like we're going to crash. And I said, no. I hit the marshal.
All right. Oh. We're still going to beat him. Thanks for calling in.
Big talkers.
Have a great day. We got some calls to get to, so stay with us.
Thanks,
this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. We're going to beat you. Andy and I are going to war. Okay, the Vegas guys are writing in, and the over-under for Andy and I beating you is 3-1. On this leap year day, just be wet. Just be ready.
Remember, still waters run deep.
Still what? Distilled or?
Distilled, right. Yes.
I'll take a distilled water any day. Go ahead. Listen, we got a couple calls to get to. Let's do that right now.
We have a young lady on the phone, Beth, and she's asking what happens with her personal plates when we're having all this plate issue.
Beth, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, I've had a personal plate a long time, and what's going to happen when the new ones, you know, or the new ones come out? I don't know.
Well, you've got a choice. You can hang on to your personal plate and just get a new sticker, right?
Yeah.
And right now, it's really up in the air of what is clearly going to go on. So if you go to Service Ontario's website, all right, they will have a sort of an update of what's going on. That would be your best rather than wasting time and going down there and taking a number and waiting for an hour. Go to Service Ontario's website. They'll have a posting there. And I would say probably in about 2 weeks' time, things should be cleared up.
Yeah, I don't need my new sticker yet. I was just wondering what's going to happen because, you know, those plates are expensive.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody really knows, to tell you the truth.
Beth, I have a question for you. Is the plate damaged? Is there anything wrong with it?
Well, you know, it was really great. It was a year ago, like my birthday's December, so a year ago December, my plate was all kind of peeling.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So I went in with it, and I showed the guy, and they said, no problem, we're going to get you a brand new one free, and they did.
Then don't do anything. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, keep your plate.
Okay.
All right. When it starts peeling, that's when you'll get a blue plate. By then, they'll figure it out.
Do you like the blue plates better?
No, I don't.
I love them. I really do. If they just lit up a bit more.
Figured it out. The blue plate special starts at 4 o'clock because they go to bed at 8.
Oh, it's a Seinfeld plate.
Right. What's the new logo on the blue plate? So it's different than the one now, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. I think it's at the bottom. Is it the logo you're asking or the caption?
Yeah, you know, like, I think, what's it now? Explore Ontario or something like
that. Ours to Discover?
It's now called A Place to Grow.
Oh,
like the Centennial. Wasn't that a ripoff of the Centennials?
Yeah.
This is a place to stand.
Place to grow. Maybe they're talking about something else they're growing.
You guys would. I love your show. Keep up the great work.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to put it at the bottom of the plate. What?
What? Thanks for your call, dear. Have a good weekend. All right. Can we squeeze one more in?
Yeah, let's go talk to John.
We only got about a minute.
John, you got a question about the heating system in your Buick.
Yes, I do. How are you tonight?
Thank you.
Good. Got to make it quick. We got about 30 seconds.
So you only have heat on one side. How it works is there's heat brought up to the dash, and then they have actuators that move these panels that will move the heat around. So one of those actuator motors is either disconnected or failed. All right?
Are they both the same?
Yes, they are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah.
I looked it up on YouTube how to change it. But I see two of them there.
Yes.
And when I turn, adjust the controls, the one that says that I, on YouTube, said that it was the one that it moves, but the other one,
is not moving.
I don't know yet. I haven't.
Okay.
Because I was concentrating on the one that the guy was talking about on YouTube.
Swap them. Are they electric or are they vacuum?
They're electric.
They're electric. So you could swap them pretty easy, see what you get.
Yeah.
And
as long as they're both the same.
We're losing him, unfortunately.
Yeah, but the one's a little bit crazy.
We lost.
Yeah, I wonder though, Dave, if that car does it have climate control?
Doesn't matter. It still actuates with those vacuum motors.
Right, but some of the problems with the people that have vehicles with climate controls, they don't actually use their automatic climate control.
Oh,
so what happens? It doesn't actually work after a certain amount of time.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and it doesn't keep the actual climate in the vehicle more purified.
He has a lot of guts to open.
Do you know
it up.
What? It's like Alan is away in somewhere really warm. Al, I know you're listening in Saint-Martin. You can stay another week because Annie's going to sit in next week.
Yeah,
he'll come back with it. Look at my tan.
By the way, we got a note from Omvik last night to remind people that if you're buying a car privately, to try and take a better look and a better look at the vehicle as far as mileage is concerned. There's apparently a lot of stuff out there with the miles turned back and being sold as private vehicles. So rollback odometer fraud is apparently on the rise right now, so keep an eye on that. There's actually an Omvik consumer line you can have a look.
It's a big scam, these odometers being rolled
back. Unbelievable. They buy cars with 300,000
kilometers. You know, you go on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com, you can buy them like crazy.
It's the machines.
Yeah.
Roll back the odometer.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's
I did not know that.
A story about, I think Marketplace did it on Amazon, that half the product that you buy are knockoffs.
Oh, is that right?
Could be why he got divorced. Yeah, fair enough. We want to thank Andy. Just leave it there. Andy Kapitoukakis from LeaseBusters. Your website once again?
LeaseBusters.com.
And everybody for calling in and writing in. Dave, you can take us out.
All right. I want you to keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. And remember, we're here next week with who's our guest next week?
Alan Gelman's coming back.
Oh, okay, I don't have to worry.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for coming. And that's it. Bye.
Get on here. Here comes the horse. You ready?
Yeah.
Saddle up.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.